Mr. President, as one of the five pillars of my nation, victim assistance plays a key role in accomplishing the goals of the Convention on Cluster Munition. Italy attaches particular importance to efforts to assist victims of landmines and ERW, including cluster munitions, and devotes a significant share of its mine action funds to related projects. We welcome the positive developments in state parties with Article 5 obligations, as underscored in the report presented by the victim assistance coordinators. On the other hand, we note with concern that cluster munition victims continue to be recorded, and that several challenges prevent affected states from adequately responding to their needs, including the lack of equipment and resources. Victim assistance lies at the core of humanitarian emergency, but extends far beyond it. Victims' needs are complex and multifaceted, and go beyond emergency medical care. For this reason, they must be addressed through comprehensive responses and be underpinned by long-term commitment. Mr. President, in Italy's view, victim assistance, in order to be effective, should be sustainable, integrated, and inclusive. Let me briefly elaborate on these concepts. First, victim assistance efforts should be seen as a component of humanitarian action, as well as an integral part of states' development policies. When properly designed and implemented, victim assistance policies and programs fully contribute to and benefit from efforts towards the achievement of the 2013 Agenda for Sustainable Development by assisting victims, their families, and communities, both in the short-term goals of physical rehabilitation and the long-term ones of psychological support, social and economic reinsertion. Second, we are convinced of the need to adopt an integrated approach to victim assistance. On the one hand, this means that the resources devoted to victim assistance must adhere to the principle of non-discrimination, benefiting survivors, indirect victims, and other persons with disabilities alike. On the other hand, it is essential that assistance to mine and the ERW victims is included in broader development, human rights, and humanitarian programs. Finally, we believe that it is essential for victim assistance efforts to be gender and diversity responsive, and thus capable to adequately address the different needs of different beneficiaries. In line with this, Italy supported the development of an operational guidance by the Gender and Mine Action Programme, GMAP, in collaboration with Humanity and Inclusion, aiming to disseminate good practices for gender and diversity-sensitive victim assistance among stakeholders in the mine action and broader disability sectors. The guidelines were launched last June and are available in English, French, Spanish, and Arabic on the GMAP website. The principles outlined so far are at the core of the Italian development cooperation policy and programs. For Italy, the protection of victims' rights and security is part and parcel of the broader promotion of the rights of all vulnerable groups, in particular persons with disabilities, in line with the CRPD. We also fully subscribe to the principle of the Charter of the Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities in Humanitarian Action, endorsed by over 150 stakeholders, including states, UN agencies, and civil society organizations. Italy fulfills its victim assistance obligations not only through resources specifically devoted to humanitarian demining, but also through non-mine action funding. For example, last year, we allocated 3 million euros over 3 years to the Programme for Humanitarian Impact Investment, implemented with the International Committee of the Red Cross, other donors, and private sector partners. The program foresees the construction of 3 rehabilitation centers for persons with disabilities, including mine victims, in Mali, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. More broadly, Italy's assistance programs target survivors as well as their families and communities, and focus both on their psychophysical rehabilitation and their socioeconomic reinsertion. We also devote substantial resources to prevention activities such as mine risk education. Mr. President, let me now make a few concrete examples of Italy's commitment to victim assistance. Yearly, we allocate €500,000 to the EICRC assisted project on the physical rehabilitation of mine survivors in Afghanistan within the framework of the EICRC Special Mine Action Appeal. These funds are assigned both to clearance activities and to the provision of assistance and service to mine victims and other persons with disabilities. In 2017, we devoted €150,000 to contribute to the ICRC Movability Foundation activities in the medical and health sector. As in previous years, this helped provide access to emergency medical and psychological support to persons with disabilities, as well as mines and the ERW victims, in close coordination with local authorities. Similar activities were funded in the Democratic Republic of Congo with a contribution of €250,000. Allocation of resources for 2018 is currently being finalized. We are not yet in a position to provide exact figures. However, we expect the overall amount of mine action funds for this year, including victim assistance projects, will be equal or even slightly higher than in 2017. I thank you.